Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to module three of rewilding with the five animal Qigong system. And today we're focusing on Mama Bear. It's all about following in the footsteps of the bear. So, Janine, would you like to share anything, your experiences, what you've learned in the last two modules? For the tiger and the deer that we practiced last week.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start with the deer. I was noticing that with the curtsy exercise, with my foot in front, I mean, like, reminds me of when I was 7 years old taking ballet, my feet do, and legs do not want to respond. Like they used to, even like 5 years ago. I was, since I injured my piriformis, then things, 7 years ago, things have just accumulated since then. I've been trying everything to try to get it to work. But now when I do that, it's difficult for my thighs even to meet together. And just like the awareness is like, oh my goodness, it's my body is changing. So this will, if I continue with some of the with those exercises and my awareness of them, then I'll be able to see my own progress soon. It's even difficult for me to cross my legs. Just in the past 6 months or so, I just, okay, okay, body. And that's where a bit too with the bear, the clapping hands of helping my connections to my organs, and that to help my the circulation and for my my hands and my feet, which are always not the right temperatures. So looking forward to continuing with some of those exercises.
Oh, thank you for sharing. That's beautiful. I think the more we do these exercises, at our own pace, whatever, listen to your body, sending lots of love to our bodies, right? That's how they heal when they receive that love and care and attention. So always listen to your body because it knows. I'm sure there'll be you'll be making lots of progress if you continue
Yes.
with these
Thank
exercises.
you. Thank you for your guidance.
Ah, you're welcome. Most welcome. Thank you for those beautiful shares. And so today I'd like to start off with a presentation. So let me just start. Yeah, my slides are there. I'll share my slides. Okay. Okay. So again, welcome, a warm welcome to everybody to this section of this the module four of Rewilding Your Sacred Self with Five Animal Qigong for vitality, joy, empowerment, and confidence. So today is all about Mama Bear. So the way of the bears. The mother bear is actually responsible for taking care of the cubs. Of all its children and bringing them up in the world. After the mating season, the mating's done, Papa Bear just wanders off into the forest, into the wild. Yeah, searching for fish, berries. So Mama Bear is left with the kids. And I think most bears have up to four cubs. So she teaches them about survival, the survival skills, how to play, and the ways of the bears. So an interesting fact about the bear paws. Bears have, as you can see here in this picture, have dominant paws and claws as well. The bear paws are very significant because they release over 20 different kinds of scents, yeah, which are used to communicate long distance to other bears via their scents, yeah. It can be, those scents can be mating scent, it can be a dangerous scent or a territorial scent. So they're different kinds of scents that they create or generate through their bodies. Very, very intelligent animals, I must say. So when the bears twist their paws in the ground, they're actually leaving a scent behind to indicate a message across the way, that they're going. For their tribe, basically. So, if they release a scent of danger, for example, say it's a warning to the other bears that there's some danger along this path, So I think that's they really look out for each other, it's just amazing. And as mentioned, they're so very, very intelligent creatures. So when the bear is standing firmly grounded and in its power, so it's all about get up, and stand up for your rights, yeah. The reason bears actually stand up is to be able to notice and bring the scent into their awareness, what they've because maybe some other bear has left a scent. So, and they have these powerful noses, very, very sensitive and sensible, sensitive to the sense. So they're actually, they can, their sense, the smell sense organ is 100 times more sensitive than human, than our, so, nose, the sense organ, the nose. So very, very sensitive to the smells in the environment. And also, when they're standing firmly grounded, they're also scanning the environment to look out for each other, for any danger around them. They stand up also to do the bump, the thump, which we will be practicing later during this module. So, yeah, I look forward to showing you that. The bear diet, it's one of the few animals which is omnivorous, can eat basically everything. It catches fish, it eats berries from the forest, and from the berries it can actually spread the seeds, after digestion, so into the forest in its environment. So it's actually co-creating, and planting more seeds, yeah. Berry seeds, yeah, in the forest. So it's actually co-creating with the ecosystem, which is really, really beautiful, which we all should be doing. Human beings, we should be doing that, co-creating with our and living in alignment with our ecosystem, like the animals do. And in the winter time, it's time for hibernation for the bears. So during hibernation, bears can go without food and drink for up to 100 days, So they really store a lot in this big mass of the body that they carry with them. They can actually, they don't even, during these 100 days, they don't even urinate, So they're sleeping a lot. And as mentioned, they can go without food and drink for up to 100 days. So, what are the bear qualities? They have inner wisdom, understanding, and they're very solitude animals. Once the cubs have grown up, even Mama Bear spends a lot of time in solitude. So they love a lot of alone time, and they're very inspiring. You know, they give us inspiration and very flexible creatures, considering how heavy they are, you know, how big they are. They are very, very flexible, and they can run at up to great speeds, actually up to 25 to 35 miles an hour, which is faster than the fastest human. So they're much, much faster than us. I mean, you wouldn't think that considering how big and heavy they are, but we're very, very fast, you know. There's no way a human can beat the bear, you know, when it comes to running. So with regards to traditional Chinese medicine, the bear is connected to the spleen, which is the yin organ, and the stomach, which is the yang organ. And the element that it's connected to is earth. That's why the bear is actually in the center, in the middle of this five animal Qigong practice, because, you know, we work with all the other elements, you know, water, fire, air, you know, etc., and earth. So earth comes in the middle because in the end, all the elements, you know, we come back to the earth. We come back to the alignment, the groundedness, which is the earth, right? So that's why the earth, the bear, is in the center of this practice, because we come back home to Mother Earth. So that is one of the reasons it's in the middle, it's in the center of the practice. And the sense organ is the mouth, and the tissues govern the flesh and muscles. Because the sense organ is the mouth, because the mouth is connected with digestive, you know, when we're eating food, digesting it, and then that goes into, you know, our intestines and then the stomach. And that's why the sense organ is the mouth, because it's connected to the stomach as well. And the emotion, the worry, that from the negative point of view, the worry, anxiety is also connected with the stomach, right? Because when we have when we're worried about a situation, you know, we get a funny feeling in our stomach. And yeah, I normally get start getting cramps and pains in my stomach if I'm really worried about or anxious about a situation or somebody, you know, a person, a friend or relative. I really get tense in the stomach area. So that's why the emotion, that from the negative point of view, is connected to the yang organ, the stomach. And once we transmute that worry, that anxiety, and transform that, we can really gain clarity and concentration and release that stuck energy from our stomach and spleen, and to get that clarity and concentration. And the color associated with the bear is yellow because of the spleen, connected to the spleen. And the season is late summer. So those are the connections with regards to the traditional Chinese medicine. Okay. So welcome, Anna. Nice to see you here. Okay, so today I would like to begin with some hand exercises as well. Because I know, Anna, you mentioned last week you were congested, you had cold, so we can actually release all that stuck energy, negative energy from our chest area, you know, and release that cold and transmute that. So let's start with this exercise. If you remember, we were actually thumping the flesh together, right? So in Qigong, we do this like 36 times, so in your own pace. Yeah. So this really supports the lung function, and it helps with you know, congestions in the chest. So we're thumping the flesh here, yeah, fleshy part of the hand. Okay, I think that's about 36 times. And the next exercise, if you remember, was we were going to put our thumb in, and we're going to thumb the index fingers here. So this part of the hand, right? This is also clears up anything that's happening in the upper part of the body, especially the face and the head area. You know, if we have any dental issues, we can do this movement. Thumping also helps you know, with colds as well. Okay, I think it's about, yeah, 36. And the next one is this movement. So we put our hands like this and just where the thumbs are, between the thumb and the index finger, and just, yeah, kind of thump them like this. This is good for releasing headaches. Okay, and now turn it around the other side, yeah? So the opposite. So we did it like this first, and then we're going to put the other hand now on top. Okay. And the next one I want to do with you guys is put your hand palms facing up, and we're going to this karate chop area. So we're going to kind of thump that together, and the pinky as well. Make sure your shoulders are relaxed and you're sitting up straight. And this actually releases tension, yeah, from the neck as well. Okay, I think that's about 36. And the next one is make a like a bowl or a lotus flower, and we thump our wrists together, right? Like this. Yeah, make sure you're relaxed, shoulders are relaxed. Okay, I think that's it. And then let's do some clapping with all our index to bring joy into our lives and happiness. So, okay, great. Yeah, clapping is beautiful. And the final one, I'd like to pull our earlobes. So pull your earlobes because, you know, especially in the winter season when our body's feeling cold, we can warm it up just by pulling it down. I have to be careful. Just pulling our earlobes down. We can actually increase the circulation in our body and warm our body up if we're feeling cold, especially now during the winter season. And again, all these hand movements and pulling of the ears, we need to do it 36 times. Okay, great. Apart from rolling of the eyes, you can do that 9 times, that's the recommended. Okay, so let's get started with the warm-ups. So I'm gonna bring the camera down. Okay, let's start with some shaking. So, you can see me, right? Okay, great. So let's, and also our heels, our feet are hip width apart, and we can like bounce our heels, gently as we're shaking. That's also good for the feet. Bring your hands up if you can to the middle, and if you can, above your head. Okay, and then back down. Regulating your breath. Okay, good. Okay, so gently, slowly come back to center. Give your shoulders a shake, hips a shake. Okay, and the next one, I think this one is new for you, is called the rag doll. So we sort of the backhand touch it, it's like this touches our kidney, and the front goes over our shoulder, right? I'll show you. So we go like this, and my foot is turned, yeah? My right foot. Okay. And keep your knees loose. Don't, your legs shouldn't be stiff. Let's do a couple of these. Okay, so gently, slowly come back to center. Okay, yeah, just your own time. Okay, so that was called a rag doll. And next, we're going to now start off with our head rolls. So starting from the left and going up, and our eyes follow, right? Okay, so let's do some head rolls. Taking your time. Breathing in and breathing out as we go up. Breathing in as we come down. And breathe out. Now to the center and the opposite side. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Last time, breathe in and breathe out. Okay, come back to center. Now we're going to turn to the left first and go back. Our eyes follow, okay? And look behind as far as you can and come back to center. Now the other side. Come back to center. To the left. Breathe in and breathe out as you come to center. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Left. Go as far back as you can. Your eyes follow. Come back to center. And now we're going to put our head like down and up, right? So stretching our neck. So chin to our chest. And slowly go up and back. Chin up Come back, the center down. Up and back. And down, chin to the chest. One more time. Go back, stretch your neck, chin up. Slowly come back to the center. Okay, the next will be the shoulders. So, shoulder rolls, if you remember. Okay, so we them up. And back and down. So breathe in, breathe out as you come down. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Now the other direction. Taking your shoulders back and then to the front. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. One last time, breathe in, and breathe out. We finish off with again a back roll, okay? Go back and down. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. One last time, breathe in, breathe out. Okay, and relax. Okay, so the next is the hip rotation. So feet hip width apart. And you can put your hands on your hip, and then let's do some rotations clockwise, going back, taking your own time at your own pace. Always listen to your body. Come back to the center and now the other direction. Anti-clockwise. Okay, one last time. And slowly come back to the center. Okay, and next we move to the knees. Let's warm our hands. Put our feet together. And now we place our hands, the heat on our knees. Bend our knees and then rotate clockwise, gently. Just breathing in and out, regulating your breath. Okay, come back to center. Now the other side. Anti-clockwise. Okay, come back to center slowly. And next, we focus on the feet. So we're going to stretch. Put a little weight on your right leg and bring the left leg forward and flex your foot. Can you see my foot? No? Okay. Flex your foot. If you need a chair, hold on to a chair. And now towards the back. It's like they're seated, the toes are seated. And the front leg is bent, the knee's bent. to give me the stability. Okay, now the other side. And then back. Okay, so that's good. Let's just loosen, go side to side and loosen our hips, because the bare movement, we're going to use our waist and our hips as well. Okay, great. Good. So with the Qigong practice, we begin with the regulating of the qi to bring all the qi balance, the yin and the yang energies, and bring them to the center into alignment, because most of our organs are in the center of our body. So bring them, or the energies of those organs, in balance. Yeah. So feet hip width apart. Hands at the side facing, palms facing outwards. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One last time, breathe in. And breathe out. Okay, come back to center. Okay, now let's play with the bear. The first movement is called the lumbering movement. So I'm going to start, make the bear a pause. Remember, it's like a Cheerio, an O, right? They're loose, a loose paw. So I'm going to put my right foot. First, let me show you the leg movement, like 40 at 45 degree angle, and the left foot comes out. So this is like the ball pose that we've also used with the deer. So this is also, we're going to use this with the bear as well. Okay, so that you'll see in a minute how it all fits in. So first we start off with, okay, put our foot 45 at 45 degree angle, and the left leg out, and make the bear pause. Put them at the side of, or where your waist is, at the side here. And we're going to bring open our hands and do this movement. As I go forward, my front knee is bent, and as I come in, the back knee is bent, yeah? And then I twist my waist when I'm here at the side. And this is the movement. So as we come in, we breathe in and breathe out as we go out. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And our eyes follow our hands. Breathe in. So it's a lot of our waist is turning with our hands and our hips too. And now when we come back out here, we bring the energy from, we pull that energy into our middle dantian here, and we stand like this, yeah? Okay, so now watch what happens. I'm going to now bring that energy from the middle and push it out. So this is what's going to happen, and bring my left leg out. So just watch this. Ha! It's like a karate, kind of karate chop, whatever. And you make that sound. Okay, we'll do it several times so you get used to it. So the first foot, the right foot at 45 degrees angle, and bring the right foot towards the, sorry, left foot towards the right, and before you take it out, and now take it out. Yeah, that bit I forgot to show you the first round. And our paws are here at the side, and we loosen our hands, and we're just taking the energy, from feeling the energy of the earth as we lumber. Okay, so again, we bring the energy back, bring our leg back here to the side, the one that was out, and then we're going to do that sound, yeah? The ha. Ha! My left arm is straight, and the right, we still have the fist, is near the elbow. It's not straight, right? This arm, the right arm is, yeah, like this towards the L. It's not straight. Only one arm, the left arm is straight. The same arm as the leg, which is in front. And the other arm is here towards the elbow, okay? And then loosen and come back. Now the other side. So now the left foot is at 45 degree, and we bring the right foot where it's, we're on our toes here. The right foot is on, you know, I'm standing on my toe, and then I bring it out in front, and the paws are here on the other side now, and open up the paws, and we rotate. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. So on the next rotation, we stop here in front of the leg, which is in front, and bring that energy into our middle part of the body towards our waist, and we bring the foot back to the side, and then make that sound. And then gently come back. So the bear is also about expression and our voice. So, you know, really expressing ourselves and standing in our power. That's why we are making those sounds. So, you know, we can stand up for ourselves, stand up for our rights, and really express ourselves. Okay. So one more time on the same side. So the left foot is at 45 degree angle. Bring the right foot towards a little bit in. The bear paws are on the left side, and bring the right foot and open up the hands and bend the front knee as we go out. And as we come in, the back knee is bent, yeah. So breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe. bring that energy back to the lower dantian. And just however far you can go, you don't have to go too far like this, just, you know, a little bit forward. Your knee should be, the front leg knee should be bent. And then come back in, release. And back to the center. Okay. The next movement is also like a bumping or a thumping movement where the bear actually really stands up, you know, and shows its power and stands up for its rights. So we're going to start on the right side. So with our right foot, we bring it kind of, you know, at an angle, 90 degrees, and then bring the other foot also to the side. So we're standing at 90 degrees. So again, the feet should be hip width apart. And we bring our arms up and towards the sky. Go far back as you can. You don't have to go too far, just as far as you can with your palms facing to the sky. Okay? And then as you breathe out, come down to as far as possible, and just loosen your shoulders, your arms, your knees should be flexed, they shouldn't be rigid. So the next movement is we have to come back facing the front. So our right foot is seat in, is turned inwards, and then the left foot goes out here, just adjust it. And we crisscross our arm and our knees are bent. And as we come up, we breathe in and then ha, and stand in our power. Okay? So as we're kind of bringing the energy in, you know, we our stomach and the perineum are kind of holding the energy, right? It's tight. So we bring, and the middle area is tight, and then we release with the fists. The fists are a little bit tight because we need to stand in our power, but then we release them, we loosen them immediately because we don't want to hold on to that tightness, to that fierceness, you know, let's say, and then we loosen up. Okay. Now let's try the other side. So turn our, now this time our left foot, and bring the other one out to the side. And then we bring our arms up, breathing in. Go as far back as you can and slowly come down as you breathe out. And just loosen your arms. Your legs are also a little bit loose. And then you flex you turn your left foot in this time so that you can turn and bring the right foot to the side. Crisscross your arms, bend your knees, and breathe in. Come up and release. Not too back, Janine. Going too back, you should be straight. Okay? So we'll do that again, yeah. I should mention that people who are pregnant or have the glaucoma or low blood pressure shouldn't go right down. Okay, I need to mention that. So if you're suffering from low blood pressure or glaucoma, then you just go to a little bit down. You don't go completely down, we just a little bit as far as you can and then come up again. Okay, so let's do that again. So again, towards the right, Turn our right foot, bring the other foot to the side. Make sure you're standing hip width apart and hands at the side. Breathe in as the hands come up. Go back as far as you can, listen to your body, and then breathe out as you come down. Just relax here as you're down. Then again, turn to the front by turning your right foot inwards, adjusting your feet, crossing your arms, bending your knees, and coming, breathing. Straighten up and relax. Let it go. And stand in your power. Okay, good. Now, the other side. Breathing in. And breathe out as you come down. Relax. Put your left foot inwards. Turn. Adjust your feet. Hands crisscrossed. Knees bent. Come up. Okay, so when you bring your arms up, it's kind of just like near the stomach, not too high. Here, and then ha. Okay, so, and then release with a noise. Ha. Okay, good. So those are the two movements of the bears, a lot of releasing, expression, standing tall in our power, standing up for our rights, you know. It's really a great movement. I'm going to come back to the front to see if you have any questions. Okay, and have a drink of water, please. Are there any questions, Janine or Anna? Oh, okay. Anna said she's good. Okay, Janine, you're good, yeah? Okay. So, yeah, Janine, when you do come up in this movement, don't go too back. Like, we're still straight, yeah? And the arms are like nearer where the stomach, the middle area, not here. Down and you know near the stomach and then we let go. Okay. All right, so what if you don't have any questions, what we can do now is come, you know, integrate the deer as well and then finish off with the bear. Yeah. Okay, so let me have a drink. So we can do both the deer and the bear now. Just let's do the regulating breath movement before we begin. Hands to the side, palms facing up.
Camera to your feet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, forgot to.
Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome. Okay, yeah. So, feet are hip width apart, hands to the side, and breathe in. Bring it towards your chest, your hands, and then breathe out. Let it go. Let go of everything that doesn't serve you. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in we'll start off with the deer. Again, the left foot, sorry, the right foot is at 45 degrees. And bring our right foot out. This is like the bow stance. And we make the deer hands, okay? And they're at the side to the leg in front, the opposite side, yeah? And then we're gonna make circles. So. And our eyes are following our hands. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. So as I go up, my front knee is out, is bent. And as I come down, the front leg straightens and the back leg is bent. Okay? And we're also like rotating our hips as well. So eyes are following our hands. Do one more rotation. And as we come back here to the side, we're going to scan the environment. So here we're scanning, looking close, looking far, looking close, looking far. And as we come to the side, we bring our arms over our head and come back to center. Okay. And now with the other leg. So slightly the left foot is at 45 degree angle, the front leg is in front, not completely in front, but slightly to the side, yeah, so we have better balance. And then they make the deer hands and they're on the opposite side to the leg which is in front. Okay, so let's rotate. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathing in, breathe out. Breathe in as the arms come down, and breathe out as the arms go up. Breathe in, and breathe out. And we're turning our hips, you know, twitching our hips, right? As we follow the arms. So when the arms are on the left side, our hips are on the right, the opposite side, the counterbalancing. Okay, one more time. And then we bring our arms to the side. To the left side, and then we scan. We scan our environment. Looking through the frame, looking close, looking far, looking close, looking far, looking close, looking far. And then as we come here to the side, we bring our arms over and come back to the center. Okay. And the next movement of the day is the curtsy. So we bring your weight slightly on the right side, bring the left foot in front of the of the right foot, and then we make the deer form with our hands, and we place them, sorry, yeah, to the right, and we bring them over our head and bend as our knees should be slightly bent and our thighs are together, right? So the groin is together. Okay, so we bring them up and curtsy. Look behind, look down and behind at your back heel. You can feel the stretch on this side, on your right side, right? Okay, and then come back up, breathing out and to the center. And now the other side, Bring the right foot across the one at the back. And this time our hands, our deer hands, are on the left-hand side. And then we curtsy. Look down at the back heel. Breathe out as you come out. Come back up and to the center. Okay, let's do that one more time so we get used to it. So, left foot goes in front like this. And the deer hands are loose, right? They're not tight, deer hand. And then we breathe in and curtsy. And breathe out. Okay, now the other side. Okay, so yeah, breathe in. Look down at the back heel, and the hands are facing outwards. Okay, and breathe out. Come back to center. Okay, and the final movement of the deer is the deer buck. Okay, if you remember. So here, we start off with the paws with our fist closed at the side, and then we bring the feet hip width apart. So we bring our hands up around the side and to the middle here. Then make the deer form with our hands. Okay, and now we adjust the right foot at 45 degrees, bring the front leg out, and then we buck. Okay, and then bend the front knee is bent as we go down, and then as we come up, the back knee bends and the front knee straightens. Okay. And keep your head down as you come up as well. The bucking, one more time. Buck. And slowly release the hands and come back to center. And now on the other side. Starting off with hands at the side, with the fist, the loose fist. And breathing in. Breathe out as we make the form of the deer. Adjust the left foot. This time bring the right foot out and buck. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. One more time. Breathing in as you go down. And breathing out as you come up, bring your head up and release. Come back to the center. So those were the different stances of the deer. And now Mama Bear. So again, we're going to start off with adjusting our right foot and bringing the left foot in. And our bear paws loose. Bear paws are here at the side, and we now bring the left foot up and open our hands and rotate. And we're doing the lumbering motion. Our waist is also twisting and our hips are turning as we follow our arms and hands. One more time. And we bring our hands here to where the front leg is. And then pull the energy in, make the fist, come back to with the front foot like this. It's I'm standing on the toe of the left foot, right? And now we're going to make the noise. Ha! And then slowly release and come back. Okay, now the other side. And rotate. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. And we get to this position and we bring the pull the energy back to our center, to the side, and then release. And loosen the fist and come back to the center. Okay, the next movement of the bear. That was the oh yeah, to the side, yeah. So go, we're starting with the right. We turn our right foot outwards and bring the other one back. So to the side, hip width, so we're standing hip width apart, hands at the side, and we breathe in as we bring our arms up. Go as far back as you can. Taking the energy of the sky and then breathing out that beautiful energy as you come down. Loosen your shoulders, loosen your arms, your legs should be a little bit loose. And now we're going to come back to center. Bring the left, sorry, the right foot inwards to balance. Adjust your feet, cross your arms, bend your knees, and come up. And release. Ha! Now the other side. Okay, breathe in. So you bring your arms up. And breathe out. Just relax for a few seconds. You come back to the center. Arms crisscrossed, knees bent. Bring the energy up to the center, to the middle dantian. Okay, let's do that one more time on each side, starting with the right. Hands at the side, breathe in. And breathe out. Just relax here, relax your shoulders and your arms. Adjust your right foot inwards and bring the left foot out. Balance so you're in the middle. Bend your knees, cross your arms over each other. Pull the energy in to the middle. Okay, the other side. Side, breathing in and breathe out. Come back to the center and up. Okay, and relax. Now let's do the balancing of the cheese. Bring your arms to the side, the palms facing up. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out and relax. Okay, now we finish off by bowing to each other. So bring your feet closer together. Make a fist with your right hand and put your left hand over the fist, and let's bow in gratitude to the animals and gratitude to each other. Thank you for doing this, the bear and the deer with me today. Appreciate you all very much. Thank you. Okay, do you have any questions on the three animals that we've practiced?
No, thank you for your, corrections and the way I would move my body and
Yeah, just make sure you're not like going backwards. It should be like, it's all about alignment. Qigong is all about standing in alignment, the vertical alignment, right? Which gives us balance. It
And
balances
I've been
the yin
working
and yang.
on bringing my neck back. And to align my head with the rest of my spine. That's been challenging the past couple weeks, that I've been thinking, okay, I've had my head too far forward, and it's not just a, bringing the chin up, it's just bringing my whole head back.
So you're really, you're standing in the center, grounded and
Yeah,
alignment.
brings my heart more open there that way. Okay.
So beautiful. And I did in the student portal, I did put a recipe for you guys, for the kidneys. I'll show you the student portal. Yeah, so here I put a recipe for vitality and strong kidneys. There's a recipe for, if you eat meat, it's for non-vegetarians, and for vegetarians, there's a recipe as well. So do, go ahead, have a look at that, download that document. And oh, okay, I didn't share my screen, sorry about that. I didn't share the screen. So it's here in module two, under module two. There's a great recipe which my master teacher, who I learned this Qigong practice from, she got it from another a friend of hers. So it's it's here, you can download it and cook yourself a great meal, especially in these winter months, and it's great for the kidneys. Okay.
I tried doing that, the other day, and I clicked here for the recipe, but I didn't know how to navigate to the, with the download.
Okay, here it downloads it. Can you see? And then if I double click, and there you've got the recipe.
Oh, just double click on that.
Yeah,
Okay,
on that. And
after I
that,
click on, okay.
normally when you download from anything from the internet, it goes into your download folder here. And it'll be here, the top file. Because look, I downloaded it just now today at 18:11.
Okay, yeah, I'll give that a try later.
Yeah, so do have a look, and you can make it with chicken, or there's a vegetarian option as well if you click on this link here. That's a
Okay.
vegetarian broth. Yeah, but if you eat meat, you can cook the meat variation of it. So yeah, great for this time of the year in the winter months. So yeah, enjoy that. Enjoy. So, any other questions do you have on anything on the logistics, admin, or anything? No? Okay, so thank you. Oh, before I forget, there is a home play. There is a home play, so I do want to go through that with you. So it's all, yeah, it's all about the bear. So let me just share my screen again. So yeah, this is the home play. About deepening your practice. Yeah, you practice the Bei Qigong throughout the week. So does it make you feel stronger or more stable after the practice? You know, no notice that. Bears teach us self-sufficiency and adaptability as they have learned how to adapt to changing circumstances, though their preference is to be in the wild if there is enough food from nature's offering. Having learned the tiger, deer, and bear now, which animal and character are you most like or resonates most with you? Which animal are you the least like? So, if you have time, practice all three animal forms at least once this week, okay? So, yeah. So do have fun playing with the three animals you've learned in the last 3 weeks. And yeah, we're already in the middle of the course. I can't believe it. It's yeah, it's going fast. And I'll see you next week for module four, where we're going to do play with the cheeky monkey. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so I'll see you next week and I'll wish you a beautiful week. Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.